The game was barely underway, and junior running back Eric Nordgren was already in the end zone. Then a pink flag fell to the field, and Juno's first touchdown was called back on a penalty. Crimson Bears head coach Rich Soros said he'd never seen a game with so many momentum swings.
They're down, we're up, we're down, they're up.
I reached Soros on his cell phone just after the award ceremony. That play, he said, also set the emotional tone for the game.
We scouted them, came up with a play, hit an 80-yard touchdown, and then it comes back on a penalty. So we go from elation, and they go from disappointment, and then the penalty flag comes, then we're disappointed, and they're elated.
A short time later, Soldotna scored, then Juno took over. The Sohi Stars struggled to contain Bears running back Demetrius Campos, who is small, light, and negotiates traffic well. Before the end of the second quarter, Campos, Nordgren, and junior wide receiver Adam Empson scored 4 Juno touchdowns. Sohi had 3. The game was seen statewide on GCI Cable Channel 1. The Alaska Schools Activities Association has signed a 7-year agreement with the company to broadcast all state playoff games. It was an exciting one for television.
It's one of those ones that ages all the coaches, but, it's great for TV.
Alaska Sports Broadcasting Network's Bob Barger was on the sidelines.
Hey, if you have a seatbelt on the recliner at home, ladies and gentlemen, buckle it in because it's going to be turbulent here in the fourth quarter, I assure you that.
The game was tied twice in the second half. In the fourth quarter, the Stars picked off a Crimson Bears pass, then scored, breaking a 49-49 tie. It was the 15th touchdown of the game. The score was 56-49 with 7 minutes remaining. The game ended with Soldotna in possession inside Juno's 5-yard line, where the Stars ran out the clock. Sohi quarterback Colton Young said Juno was the toughest team the Stars have played all year. Here's how Bob Barger described the Crimson Bears.
Sure, they came out on the short end, but they controlled a good part of this game. And to me, they're a champion, too. They're a runner-up. They're not a loser. They are a runner-up.
Juno had 405 yards total offense. Sohi had 486. Juno's 4 penalties cost them 45 yards, with 2 touchdowns nullified. Sohi had 1 penalty for 5 yards. Every extra point Juno's Manasa Make kicked was good, same for Soldotna's kicker, but the Stars failed on 1 2-point conversion. The Crimson Bears were number 1 in sportsmanship for medium schools, an award given by the Alaska Schools Activities Association. According to Coach Soros, the 2013 Bears are the first JDHS football team in 25 years to get the Sportsmanship Award.
You know, in today's society, that's a big deal. With many issues with coaches, with players, and fans, with referees, and all that kind of stuff, I mean, you just read stories all throughout the nation. To get a Sportsmanship Award from a group of people that really don't know the kids other than what they can evaluate them on the field, that's a pretty special thing.
In other Alaska high school football news, Nikiski won the small schools championship game against Monroe on a score of 36-28. West Anchorage beat Service 28-16 to claim the large schools trophy. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.